Connor, and I was just listening to the prodigal stories, and my story is that I was in high school and I was so depressed. You know, I don't even know what brought it over me. I was raised in a Christian home. I had a wonderful family and a wonderful life, but for some reason this depression just stuck into my life and just took me over, and it pulled me away from church. It pulled me from God, and I decided to go after other things.
Boy, there's more to that story. We're going to hear the rest of Connor's story and the stories of people from all around the country, including those on the phone who want to talk to us today about being a prodigal, a recovering prodigal, a rescued prodigal, a saved prodigal, one who's come home and made a decision in their life. Tell you why we're doing this today, two reasons. One is you're going to hear some great stories, just encouragement and a reminder of the reality of God's transformational power in people's lives. But secondly, if you have someone in your life, a son, a daughter, a spouse, maybe a sibling, who's a prodigal, and sometimes you wonder, I don't know what to do or how to handle it, you're going to hear the stories of what worked and didn't work and what helped and didn't help. Okay? Actually, we're picking up from what we talked about earlier in the week back on Tuesday as we're hearing more stories today. You can call and share your story on our storyline at 888-888-1717, because we have the callers already lined up for the show today. And for our Facebook friends, welcome to Facebook. Nice to have you with us. Thank you for joining us all around the world today. Who knows? Maybe even my daughter, Andrea, may be watching in today from Africa. I don't know. Welcome to Facebook Live here today. And I'll tell you what, if you have a comment, you can call us on our comment line, 888-888-1717, or post things right here on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you as well. Okay, let's get to a couple more calls here. We're going to go to Mark, who's in Michigan. Hey, Mark. Appreciate your call today.
How are you doing, Dr. Randy?
Good, doing well. What do you want to say about being a prodigal? Did you go down this path, what have you learned?
Well, I did, and I'm experiencing now with my oldest child something similar, and it causes me to think back to my own experience. My prodigal period was relatively short, maybe 12 or 18 months, right around the turn of adulthood out of high school, just eclipsed by sin and curiosity and poor choices. I just remember my dad, who was a praying man, and would remind me that he and my mother prayed for me every night before bed, telling me, son, God has not moved, and neither have I. You are the one who is breaking fellowship because of your decisions, but I'm here for you, and I will continue to pray for you. And years later, he's been gone about 6 years now, but at his funeral, I remember saying to a pastor friend, I'm a pastor now, many of his prayers were answered. I said, the thing I'm going to miss most about my dad is that I knew I had someone praying for me every day, and I could sense, and I am a beneficiary of the power of those prayers. And that wise man looked at me and said, Mark, the effect of those prayers is still ongoing.
Yes.
So to those prodigals out there whose parents have gone on, those prayers they prayed for you have not timed out. And I remember that as I think about my own daughter now, who I'm standing strong by God's grace. And I pray that she too will understand the power of the gospel, and that as I ask the Lord to release his hounds of grace on her and chase her down wherever she is and draw her right back to him, I think about, you know, the way my dad stood steady and how much that was a blessing to me and how I still benefit from all of those prayers from mom and dad. So I'm grateful for the protection and the goodness that came from them being so steady and upright with me during those years where I strayed. Just want to be an encouragement.
Well, you are. And I'm sure it's difficult as a dad. You've been through it. You know your own story. And then you see your daughter and you love her and want the best for her. It probably gives you reminded empathy and care for you, those that you're caring for in your church and other families that are going through it.
Yep. Pray for your kids. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availed much.
Amen.
Dad used to say that. He believed it.
Yeah.
And I tell people, you can't pull on God's ear figuratively enough because he loves you and he hears you.
Amen.
And that's something we can do when we feel like we have no other power or control. We can go to the throne.
Amen.
and he's sympathetic to our needs. And without that, I think some days watching, you know, my little girl learn life's lessons and experience hard knocks and the consequences of sin, it's the only solace, is knowing that her Heavenly Father loves her more than I do.
Amen. Mark, you've been very articulate, very open, transparent as a pastor and as a dad, both. And I thank you for it.
Now, Dr. Randy, you're an encouragement. Over 40 years listening to the station, and still today, leading it, giving blessings in our life. Right. As I listen today, I really appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Going through it.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
God bless
sir.
You.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Let me say this, son. You know, here's a pastor, Mark, calling in. Hey, listen, pastor. Used to be in the old days, pastors would hide this. You know, they got problems in your own family. You're the pastor. You got the white shirt on and the tie, and things are great. And you'd go home and things were miserable. And so I really respect the vulnerability and reality that, listen, in ministry, pastors, Christian radio, TV, whatever we're doing as people in ministry, we got stuff too. Anybody got stuff around here? Okay. Got a few hands going up. We're all in this together. God is good. And the message is, though, come back to the reality that we're not chasing after the next little glittering thing. We come back to the basics of Scripture that have been written for years, generations, that are truth, and they matter. And what Pastor Mark just shared with you as a dad and from his own experience could be transformational. Just his one call. Powerful. All right. Let me get another call on, and then we'll take a break. I think, let me see here. Is it Adelina? Did I get the name right in New Mexico?
Yes, you did. It's Adelina.
Well, welcome to the show, Adelina. What would you like to contribute today to this discussion?
I want to contribute. It's a little bit different from everyone else's story. Mm-hmm. I had a child that was a prodigal, a daughter, and now I have a prodigal husband. I have a prodigal husband, but I know that the Lord sent him to me. I know he loves me, and I know I love him. But when I think about a prodigal, the father kept waiting for the prodigal to come back. And the prodigal was also imagining what they were doing while they were out there, you know, doing what they were doing in the world. Because I had this prodigal daughter. But I wanted to talk about my husband. Which one should I go to?
Well, being a prodigal, the stories are always a little different, but the outcome can always be the same. These are people who are struggling with your husband. Are you guys married? I mean, you're in the home together, or has he left the home? Or
yeah, we're separated, living in separate homes, but we're still married.
Are you guys working toward getting some counseling or coming back together?
Not at the moment. Yeah. I'm waiting for him to come back and make his decision to come back. I know he's going to come back, but he's having trouble coming back. And I'm just waiting, you know, because I know God is not through with this marriage. Mm-hmm. Because me and my husband, when we met, we said we was going to, you know, follow God's rule. We weren't going to have sex or anything, you know, until we were married. And we did. We didn't have no sex or anything. We wanted to live by God's principles.
How long have you been married? How long have you been married?
1 year.
Okay, so is this a first marriage?
No, he was my fourth husband. Yeah.
All right, so you've been through difficult relationships. Now, your daughter is how old?
My daughter, she's 45.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, Adelina, listen, as a child of God, you've had some history here. I mean, fourth marriage, obviously you've been through relationships that fail, didn't work, and encouragement is to take care of yourself. But listen, I tell people when we get into issues and problems, the very first thing we need to do is stop digging whatever it is, the hole that we're in. don't contribute to whatever might be going on. With your daughter, you got to love her. She's an adult, 45. You give her room. You pray for her. You show her as a woman what God is doing in your own life. With your husband now, you can't change him, but you've got to be able to give that kind of space, like you said, to make a decision. But I would encourage you, here's what my bottom line would be for you. Go find a Christian counselor. Go find your pastor's or pastor's wife or a support group for you. You need to lay the proverbial cards on the table of what you're experiencing to get the kind of encouragement that you're going to need as you go through this difficult time. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
At the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson, you'll fall in love with your spouse all over again.
It's just wonderful. And I learned a new perspective.
Marriage changes as your kids get older and as you get older, and there's always new things to learn.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson. I'll show you the power of one thing and how couples can stop drifting apart and learn that intentional love is key to experiencing real hope in marriage. I personally invite you to join me for a fun night where you can find out how intentional love creates intimacy and closeness and unity for marriage and for family, and experience what intentional love can do for you.
You'll have a great time reconnecting and celebrating your marriage at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night at 7 p.m. Thursday, April 20th at Jack's Nest Church in Jackson. Time is running out. Get your tickets today. Go to theintentionallife.com right now. That's theintentionallife.com.
And I hope you do that. Next week, we're only about literally a few days, less than a week to go to the launch of the Michigan Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, Thursday night in Jackson, April 20th at the Jack's Nest, also known as Jackson Nazarene Church. And then on Friday night, we're sold out, but those of you who have tickets, looking forward to seeing you in Mount Pleasant at the Community Church, the Mount Pleasant campus. We're going to have a great night there, and then Thursday night as well. And I'll tell you something. I have really labored over the preparation in my heart for this for these nights. We live in pretty critical, serious times for families. And you hear these calls that I'm receiving, the issues that people are facing, And we're going to have fun. We're going to laugh. And, I'm going to tell you some stories. I got some great stories about my grandkids, too. We're going to talk a little bit about parenting, finance. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about communication. And here's a reality. And here's what I'm really going to focus on. If it's working for you, I want you to repeat that. If God is blessing in an area, keep doing those things. But if you have an area in your life, if it's a finance or if it's sex, if it's communication, if it's work, or your faith, not on the same page spiritually, there's a point where you got to hit that reset button. Reset button, going back to factory settings. What is God's intention? We're going to show you how to do that, how that works, and challenge you with a one thing challenge. We're going to have a great night. We're going to have the one thing wristband for everybody there, all of our resources. My wife Donna is going to be along with me. And so we'd love to see you in Jackson, Michigan. Come from around the state. Even some of our mid-Michigan listeners in Midland, sorry, we're sold out in Mount Pleasant, but come and make an evening of it, maybe even a weekend. But come and join us. Jackson, next week, Thursday, April 20th, last call, limited space, don't miss out. Go to theintentionallife.com. You can get your tickets there, theintentionallife.com. Bring some other friends with you. Great night for couples, married couples, those engaged, those who are thinking about marriage. Love to have you be a part of it. All right. Today we're talking about the prodigal in your life. Maybe you have someone. And the stories from those who've been there, what they've learned that will encourage you. So let's get back to some of the comments that have been left for us. This is a really powerful story, which reminds us that you may have, maybe in your life, maybe you have more than one child that's a prodigal. And maybe not all of them is going to come back, at least for now. Listen to Julie's story.
Hi, my name is Julie, and I was listening to Randy's program this morning. And although it's been a lot of years now, I wanted to call in and say that I was a prodigal. And in fact, there are four children from my parents, and I am the one that returned. And the other three have not yet done so. But my parents both lived to see me do it, and I wanted to tell you what they did. My dad was a pastor. He never, ever, not one time, guilted me or threw the Bible at me. Neither did my mother. I know they prayed for me. I was very rebellious and very headstrong. And I believe that what my dad did was that he, when he could, he said things. And every Sunday of my life, he asked me if I'd gone to church. I remember telling him 100 times, you'll be the first I tell when I do. Leave me alone. He would laugh. He never left me alone. He always asked the same question. And he lived to see me not only return, but become very, very strong in the Lord. And I've been doing that for 35 years now. I just wanted to let you know that it does happen. And those that you never think will turn back often, that's exactly what we do.
That's a reminder. Thank you, Julie. You know, we started the show today with Connor, who was kind of setting up the show for us. And there was more to that story. And I want you to hear it. And then we'll take a break. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Connor, and I was just listening to the prodigal stories, and I guess my story is that I was in high school, and I was so depressed, and, you know, I don't even know what brought it over me. I was raised in a Christian home. My dad was a pastor. I had a wonderful family and a wonderful life, but for some reason, this depression just stuck into my life, and just took me over, and it pulled me away from church. It pulled me from God, and I decided to go after other things to feel this love that I was looking for. It wasn't until I went to a conference in Seattle, my brother took me to, where I kind of like came to myself and realized, you know, that God wasn't about rules, God wasn't about what I was doing, but more about just He loves me, and you know, He wanted what was best for me. And then I felt like I met God for the first time. I felt like my entire life I'd heard about Him, and I had never understood. And at one moment, it all just clicked, and it came to me, and I realized that God wasn't judging me. I had nothing to be ashamed of. It was just this huge weight was lifted off my shoulders. And my parents, for years, they just prayed and prayed and prayed for me, and they never gave up on me, and they loved me no matter what I did. And for many reasons, you know, they could have just completely cut me off, and they didn't, and they just showed me so much grace and so much love. I am thankful for that today, and they were the greatest example of God's love to me, and so I'm just really thankful, and now try to be that to other people.
The second thing he says is rejoice in the Lord. He says rejoice in the Lord. Now, rejoicing is not a feeling. Rejoicing is an action. Rejoicing is something that we do. Rejoicing is really a decision that we make to say, even though everything going on in my life is going to hell, that's the way I feel like it, it's really crummy, I still choose to rejoice. Right? Giving God glory in the midst of whatever is going on. Yeah, maybe you feel that way. Didn't think you'd hear that out of my voice, did you? Hey, listen, you know what? That's an excerpt from the teaching this month on the topic of pursuing peace, and God's intention. It's really a very powerful lesson for our master class. Those of you who are part of our Intentional Living monthly supporters, watch for it's coming your way. If you're not, come and be a part of the team. We love your support. We need your support. We can't do this without it. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And you can click on the little donate icon, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 2, and talk to one of our staff. And by the way, when you're at the website, there's information on our resources and lots of other things, including the conference, the date night, rather. next week. Can't believe it. Next week in Michigan, in Jackson and Mount Pleasant. Thursday night, the 20th at the Jackson Nazarene Church. Tickets available at theintentionallife.com. Hope you go there. You know, today we've been talking to, hearing the stories of prodigals who've been recovering, who've been saved, been rescued. And you know what? I know not all are. So let me just say to you as a parent today, you know, maybe you said, hey, I've been waiting for 30 years and nothing's changed. I hope today is an encouragement. The story we had a little bit ago where one came back and the others haven't. And it may be that you're going to be in heaven long before anything ever changes. We don't know in our own lifetime. People make decisions, but we hang on and do that next right one thing. Okay? What did mom or dad do right or wrong? Let's hear Jacob's story on being a prodigal. Take a listen.
I'm a prodigal. My mother raised me in the church and I was following it, but it never wasn't mine. It wasn't my thing. It wasn't my relationship with the Lord. And I got into a whole bunch of bad stuff, drugs and all kinds of stuff. And she let me go. She prayed and said, Lord, he's yours. Take care of him. And the Lord brought me back. And not only that, he created in me a deeper, stronger intimacy that I've never, ever experienced before. And it went from it being her God to he's my God. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. I depend on him. I need him. I love him. You know, it became a personal relationship with me and him because she let me go. It works. Trusting God with your children. It really does.
Thank you, Jacob. Let him go. That's biblical, isn't it? Not easy. You want to chase him down the street. When we get the call that we talked about, had a mom that was a, what was the mom? What was the word they used, Jennifer? A stalker. Yeah, a mom stalker. There you go. Maybe not. That's the best idea. All right. I want to get as many on as we can before I run out of time. Let's go to Sean. He was a prodigal son. Listen to his story.
Yes, my name is Sean, and I was a prodigal son. I was born again in my teenage years, but for the last 10 or so years, I've been living in sin and not following God's plan. And my mom never gave up praying for me. She prayed constantly for me. This past January, everything that I had blew up in my face. I was left with nothing except the clothes on my back and my car. And my mom brought me home. And since then, I have gotten back into church, become very active in the church, and found the right path again. Thank you, and God bless you.
Boy, you hear so much pain in the voices of those who leave these comments in regret. But listen, you know, we talk about hitting the reset button. The good news about the reset button is it kind of clears out the stuff and you can get started fresh. Now, I know you may say, well, look at all the years, as the Bible says, the locust has eaten. Well, you know, hey, listen, we all only have so many days on this planet. Let's start today with whatever number of days we have left. To say, I choose to be intentional in my walk in Christ. I'm done with it. The very first step of intentional living is to make a better decision. And there's a series of doing that, asking the right questions, getting good counsel, coming to the end of yourself. What do you do? And then making that decision. That's the first thing. And that's what we're here to encourage you today. Maybe today's the day that you make that decision for Christ. Or if you're already a Christian, to say, hey, I make a decision today to move in a better direction, one that'll bring glory to God and, frankly, benefit to myself. This is an interesting one. This is Jackie, and she admits that she was the prodigal as a mom. Let's hear her story.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Jackie, and I have a special place in my heart for today's question about who led you back to the Lord. My son led me back to the Lord. And how more exciting than that? I had drifted away hardly before I even realized it. And a few years went by, a couple of years, and he started going back to church, and he just persisted and persisted. Mom, you've got to come. Mom, you've got to come. And I said, yes, honey, I am going to come. Trust me. And actually, he just pretty much beat me down. Thank goodness he didn't give up. And I said, okay, let's go. So we went to church, and I walked down the aisle. I sat down, and I have never left. So I felt like I was the prodigal, and my son brought me back. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Bye-bye.
I think that's a great way to wrap this up here. We talked on Tuesday and then again today about this thing of prodigals, to hear a mom say with my son, you know, listen, you have an impact in the life of your family. And so you might be a son or daughter today, and you look at your parents and say, man, you know, here I am growing in my faith, and look where they are. And, you know, don't back down. Be positive, you know, be a person that builds into their life. You might have to bug them a little bit. Get them to church. You know, not that going to church is going to change everything, but it could. God's the one that does the changing, right? And so today, boy, we have so many other callers we didn't get to. We'll have to come back and revisit this topic again. If you've been a prodigal in your life and God's rescued you, tell us your story so we can share in the future program. Or if you have a question for me on this topic, I hope you'll do that as well. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717. And leave your comment. A reminder, if you'd like to talk to one of our staff members about joining the Intentional Living community, supporting what we're doing, being a part of the ministry, receiving our master classes every month that come by email to your home, just you can call 888-888-1717 and press number 2 during West Coast business hours, or you can go to theintentionallife.com. And of course, just click on the donate icon. The information is there. Also, there's an events icon that if you click on the events, it lists what we're doing with the Intentional Love Marriage Date Nights. We've been emphasizing Jackson, but I want you to know Mount Pleasant, we're going to be with you next week, Friday. I sold out about a month ago, but if you have a ticket, make sure you come or send someone, because we want to be there and bless you. But Jackson on the 20th, next Thursday, we got limited space, a few seats left, but we want you to be a part of it. Go to theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow with more Intentional Living.